You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Kathy Couture, she was diagnosed with a stage 4 cancer in February 2023, Jimmy, her third bout with the disease. And Kathy faced many questions, and one of them was being a lyric in a song she wrote, "What Do You Do With The Time?" While undergoing months of chemotherapy, followed by months of immunotherapy, she set about the choice to live. And she wrote songs about her life, collaborated with friends on to bring them to fruition, and now has two incredible albums. And now there's a third coming. Kathy's remarkable journey inspires many people. And tonight, Kathy is here with her friends, Beth Killey and Jenna Jonas. And with bassist Dan Kennedy, they are known as the Bad Jacks. But Dan's not here tonight. So Kathy, Beth, and Jenna, welcome back to Mag Zinc Radio.
Hey, really glad to be here, rocker.
Excuse me. Now, this is so funny. It made me cough. Tell me about the fence jumping dog. I mean, how do you keep your dog from escaping?
Well, that's the trick. I decided to adopt a dog in August because, it was kind of like saying, okay, I'm not going to die yet. And I've got something to give here to a dog. And the dog's got something to give to me.
Wow.
So I picked up this amazing puppy at the Humane Society. His name is Everest. And he's about 70 pounds.
Yeah.
And he's my big white dog. And he's discovered that he can jump over a certain section of my fence because he's really stubborn.
Yeah.
Is it a part Border Collie or?
Well, Great Pyrenees and Lab Mix.
Oh, really? And he can jump how high?
Oh, he looks like a gazelle. He just launches. It's so graceful that he's usually about halfway over before I go, oh, he shouldn't be doing that. So I've been trying to figure out what to add to my fence to make it taller, just in that one spot, so he can't jump over it.
Maybe give him a ladder so he doesn't have to jump?
I don't think I want to do that.
Okay.
That's a good idea, though, because you love dogs, don't you, Jimmy?
I love dogs, yes. Yeah.
I do, too.
Yeah.
So I put an 8-foot section of old picket fence up,
right,
and I had it pointy side up, and then I thought, that might not go well.
That would
so
hurt.
So I undid the zip ties and put it upside down, so if he does go over, he won't hurt himself. But I'm just trying to figure out something to do that's going to not look trashy.
Once the dogs know there's an escape route,
that's right.
They're going to go for it no matter what. So you got to figure out something to deter them or something like that.
I know, and he's attached. He likes me. He doesn't. It's like it just. Yeah. He has this prey drive.
Yeah.
And he'll see somebody walking a dog, and he's just like, oh my god, I have to go see that dog. And over he goes.
It's their right to want to escape.
Well, I would think less of him if he didn't try.
Kathy, tell us about Kathy Couture before your cancer diagnosis and how you got your start with music with Ladies Rock Camp.
Well, I went to a Ladies Rock Camp in December of 22.
Yeah.
And mind blown. It was so awesome. I played drums. And then I sang, they call them side projects. So I sang At Last, a cover of Etta James. And I got positive feedback about it. And I thought, well, maybe I should think about this some more. So I signed up for some more ladies rock camps.
Wow.
And then that following spring got the diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And that sort of shifted everything. Because I thought, well, I've got this thing I like doing now.
Yeah.
That I hadn't had as part of my life before, other than singing in the car on my commute to my job down in Janesville. And it just took off. I found that when I was around music, when I was drumming or I was with people that were making music, I didn't hurt.
Wow.
And that was a big deal because the oxycodone wasn't cutting it.
When performing or participating in Ladies Rock Camp, what was your favorite aspect as far as musically? What instrument did you really catch on to? Was it singing or what was it?
Oh, geez. I liked all the instruments. You kind of, there's so much support. There's so much collaboration. There's such a sense that you're not going to fail. You're going to meet people on Friday. You're going to form a band. You're going to learn an instrument that maybe you already knew, but you'll learn it in a different way. Or you'll just grab something you haven't done before and figure it out with coaching and teaching. And then you write a song together and you practice it a lot and then you play it out on Sunday night. And it never ceases to amaze me that this happens and songs come out and get played.
How has Ladies Camp, Rock Camp impacted your life?
Well, it's just made, I think it's been a healing thing. I think music has been healing. I think the whole music frequency thing, there's something to it for me because it's given me, oh my God, I don't want to cry on your radio show, Rocker.
That's okay.
You know, we it's like live in the lair. I should be vicious and strong and powerful and talk about all the awesome, great things. And I've got the music director of Ladies Rock, Girls Rock standing right here, Beth Kelly.
Yes.
You know, who can probably speak to this way more.
Well, I was just wondering, like, you know, how you kind of felt now that music, you claimed it was, you know, kind of like healing you and you feel less pain. And, you know, I was just wondering on how that impacted you. And it seems like it's impacted you quite heavily since you're going to release your third album.
Yeah, it's kind of become a little bit of an addiction. It really, writing music was not something I ever thought I would do. And when I started, it was a way of processing the emotions, the feelings, the some of the memories, some of the unresolved things that were in my life. And so the range of my songs, if you ever sit down and listen to all three CDs in a row, you'll be like, man, she's never had a good relationship ever, has she?
Oh, man. Well, that's music, right? Well, let's get to some live music in the lair here with Kathy Couture. Your first song you have for us tonight is called Storm. And tell us about this song before you play it.
Okay. I used to be a psychotherapist before I had to retire for health reasons. And so a lot of the people I knew were unhappy and have had struggles in their life and have overcome. It's really been an incredible opportunity to have that kind of career, to see the resilience that people have. And so when I was standing in my kitchen doing dishes, the lyrics came to me, you know, and I thought, yeah. So I took it to Beth. I said, I think this is going to be a blues song. And I hope she doesn't mind me sharing this, but we can't write blues. We don't know what we're doing. And we sent a demo tape out to Dan and Jenna, and we got together, and Dan came in and said, I got some ideas. And he changed some chords and just made it a great song.
Wow.
So I enjoy it. And it's been nominated by the Mamas for Blues Song of the Year. So
oh, nice.
I was super excited to see that in the finals. That's my win. I don't expect to win, but I thought if I can get in the finals for something.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
It's pretty, you know, it's a great honor, and it's great to, you know, kind of get that recognition for something you do. Because, you know, a lot of times you just kind of, you know, put your hands together and bow your head a little bit and keep moving on. And then all of a sudden somebody comes and gives you an award. It's pretty warming.
Well, and it's a fundraiser for a great organization that does really good stuff.
You could vote right now for Kathy Couture at themamas.org and make sure you pop in $5 into the bucket for the kids. Put musical instruments in their hands. Hey, we're doing a mini layer here with Kathy Couture. Beth Keely here, Jenna Jonas. Let's do it right now. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
One, two. I've been homeless. I've been hungry. I've been lonely. I've been without. And I've learned that you can't keep a good woman down. No, you can't keep a good woman down. No, you can't keep a good woman down. No, you can't keep a good woman down. Because we rise up like a storm. I've been held up. I've been pushed round. I've been beat, told I wasn't enough. And I've learned that you can't keep a good woman down. No, you can't keep a good woman down. No, you can't keep a good woman down. No, you can't keep a good woman down. Because we rise up like a storm. You see the clouds build in the sky. You'll hear the distant thunder. Lightning flashes, wind a-blowing, rain that pulls made you wonder. It's elemental, scary, strong, a consequence for you. And you might still be standing when it passes on through. Stand up, I can heal, I can start again. 'Cause I've learned that you can't keep a good woman down. Mm-hmm. No, you can't keep a good woman down. No, you can't keep a good woman down. No, you can't keep a good woman down. Because we rise up like a storm. We rise up like a storm. Ah, we rise up like a storm.
Yeah, that's awesome. Kathy Couture live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio, 844-967-2789. You could call or text your questions for Kathy right now. Best way to do that is through the Civic Media app. Hey, Kathy, how is your health right now? I mean, you've been battling this for quite a while now. In this moment, how are you?
Oh, I've been really fortunate, Jimmy. As Rocker said, I had chemo, then I had immunotherapy, then the cancer escaped the confines of immunotherapy, so I did chemo again, and one of the drugs you could only use for so many times.
Right.
That expired. So now I do chemo 2 weeks, off 1 week, chemo 2 weeks, off 1 week, and that is keeping the cancer stable. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, still in my body, but it doesn't hurt, and it's pretty much in one spot. So we'll keep doing this until either I can't tolerate it anymore or it doesn't work anymore. And my doctor, who had been on a Caribbean vacation, says, "We've got a lot more boats in the harbor." I said, don't put me in a leaky dinghy.
Wow. You know, what is it? Obviously, we were discussing earlier that music is a big inspiration, healing power for you. Outside of music, what else do you take solace in or do you draw power from?
I've always been really creative. I do a lot of things, of art, music. I like to start things in a good way. Mm-hmm. So I've got our neighborhood association started. I'm working with emergency management with the city on doing some sort of preparedness stuff. I just like getting those kinds of things going. And then I can get them to a point where they work and I can step back and let other people do the kind of the daily grind of keeping it going. The other thing is the music, but part of the music, a big part of the music, is the incredible people in the music scene in this community and the friendships I've developed. You know, I consider Beth and Jenna to be friends. I consider Dan to be a friend. A lot of people I've met, Dana Perry. I can't even name them all.
Rocker.
Just being said, yes, Rocker, Terry Barr, Jimmy Kay. You know, it's just brought a lot of community and collaboration into my life. And that's been really helpful.
Well, having the strong network of people, especially people that mean something to you and they mean something, or you mean something to us, is what I'm saying that has to be power for sure. Let's get back to some live music here with Kathy Couture, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, a mini layer. The next song is called Fire Song. Tell us about this song.
Dana Perry did a 5-week group with people to explore your relationship with music called Killing the Rockstar. And I attended it and it was amazing. In our last group, we did around a bonfire. And at the end, we were kind of sitting around talking to each other, 7 or 8 of us. We said, wow, we don't want this to end. And one of the hard things about writing music is having somebody push you a little bit sometimes. And so we said, all right, let's do it again in 5 weeks and let's have let's write something about fire. And I was like, all right, I got this. I'm a bit of an overachiever. So when we met at the next bonfire, I had written three songs. And so all three are on the third album here, but I've changed their names. They were originally Fire Song 1, Fire Song 2, and Fire Song 3. But this one kept the Fire Song title, and they were all inspired in one way or another by flame, by fire, by transformation.
Let's, nice. Let's check it out right now. Kathy Couture live in the mini lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, well.
I woke up this morning and I'm feeling high. Birds are singing and the sun's in the sky. No worries or troubles about getting by. No worries or troubles about getting by. The day can change and my attitude too. What starts out good can turn bad with no clue. But I can take that mood and make it new. With fire, with fire, with fire. Fire can cleanse.
Fire can cleanse.
Fire can heal.
Fire can heal.
It can transform.
It can transform.
It can change how you feel. I write it down and I say it out loud. It burns in a flame and it goes to the cloud. It no longer lives to bother me. It no longer lives to bother me. The day can change and my attitude too. What starts out good can turn bad with no clue. But I can take that fight and make it new. With fire, with fire, with fire. Fire can cleanse.
Fire can cleanse.
Fire can heal.
Fire can heal.
It can transform.
It can transform.
It can change how you feel. Bad day better. A card, some sage, a note or a letter. I can control what I hold on to. I can control what I hold on to. Fire can cleanse.
Fire can cleanse.
Fire can heal.
Fire can heal.
It can transform.
It can transform.
It can change how you feel. This morning and I'm feeling high.
Very nice. Kathy Couture live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. That's the second song off the new CD, Hard to Kill, which we'll talk about that CD in just a couple of minutes, Rocker. If you want to call and text or ask a question for Kathy, you can do that right now. 844-967-2789. You can call or text us directly from the Civic Media app.
All right, Kathy, tell us about your band, the Bad Jacks. I don't know where that name
Great
comes
name.
From. They're actually a bunch of good people, right?
Oh, my God, they're incredible. I mean, Beth Kelly, Jenna Jonas, Dan Kennedy, me. People say, who's your band? I said, I don't have a band. I don't have enough balls to call them my band. They're amazing musicians. They're people I get to play with and make music. And I met Beth through Ladies Rock Camp, of course. And then we started kind of coming up with maybe we should record some of these things I'm writing. And that's where I knew Jenna from Rock Camp. And that's how I met Dan. And we actually started out, I think, I started out with Dan with doing a song at the nursing home in Sauk County. We did a little concert for my mom.
Wow.
And he was one of the people that agreed to do that with me. So then we just kind of naturally, all four of us, fell into this relationship of making music together. And I, for health reasons, I don't play out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably good because these guys are all really, really busy.
I would say. Now, the Bad Jacks, where does that name come from?
Well, I got to ask Beth about that one, because that one came out of you.
Did it?
Yeah, it did.
I'm this mic?
Yeah.
Oh. I can't, can neither confirm nor deny that I had anything to do. I thought maybe, was my, Was it the jack on my guitar? Was something not working? I don't even know.
It could have been. I think it was.
Let's. You know what? Let's blame Dan Kennedy. He's not here to defend himself.
That's perfect.
All right. That works.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
First of all, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, thanks for
this
having
is like
me.
Your 103rd appearance on our show.
Well, and I feel like finally I'm coming back to the same place over and over again.
It's almost like
you moved the studio so many times. I thought you were trying to get rid of me.
No, we're gonna have to start paying you. What? You know, we were talking to Kathy about Ladies Rock Camp and the effect that the music has had on her life. What is it like for you knowing Kathy and seeing her progression and her love with music?
Oh my God. Can I just tell you everything that Kathy has gotten from Ladies Rock Camp or for me, we've all gotten back 100-fold. She is just a beautiful human. She's so supportive. She, a couple summers ago, showed up to a bunch of my shows wearing an inflatable T-Rex costume, dancing around. I mean, the children thought they were... They thought she was part of our band and that she was just there to spread sunshine. And it was like, hey, why don't you put some money in my tip jar, too, while you're here? So, honestly, there's, like, so much sunshine. And I tell you what, walking beside somebody on the journey that Kathy's been on is so... It puts life in perspective.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
And I mean, Rocker, what you've been through too.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? All these things that I'm worried about in the world, let's just keep it all in perspective. You know, and every day is a gift. And having people around you that love you and support you, you know what? You got it made.
And wow. That has to be, it's powerful just to hear you say that. I can't imagine your emotions. And Kathy, I can't imagine your emotions on that either. Jenna Jonas, she's making her way over to a microphone. That one doesn't work.
That one doesn't work.
You'll have to come over here. Jenna, I want to ask you basically the same question.
You have my problems.
I want to ask you the same question I asked Beth. I mean, what is that, the experience of working with Kathy been like for you?
Beth put it beautifully, perfectly said. We both met her at Ladies Rock Camp, and we were supposed to be like the inspirational ones, which I guess we are. But Kathy and campers like Kathy totally inspire me to keep playing music. And the songs that she writes are just like, I listened to Fire Song last night in my car, and I'm like, yeah, that can make a bad day better if I just light stuff on fire.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, her songs
She's spawning arsonists.
Yes. That's our band name.
That's we're a not great the band name right there.
We're the spawning arsonists.
Wait, why are you stealing the microphone back?
The burning needs to be in a safe and controlled manner. Not encouraging arson.
Yes,
oh, my goodness. Now, Kathy, you are putting out albums faster than the Beatles. I mean, you're releasing your third album on May 10th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. Starts at 1 o'clock, 1 to 3, early show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell us a little bit about the new album.
This one was fun. I think, you know, Beth was giving me feedback. Well, they're all fun, but, you know, the first one, Transitions, was about, you know, I've got this diagnosis and, you know, all this stuff I had to kind of process through. And the second one, Amazing, was, you know, this kind of try and keep things that are bad and make them positive. And this one was just, I let my sense of humor come through. So I've got a song on there called "Not Good, You're No Good for Me," which is all about candy, and I'm diabetic, and I compared men to different kinds of candy.
Oh,
so the chorus is a little naughty, but I like it. It's
nice.
It's a good song.
Well, you got to send that to us.
I mean, in light of all the booty songs we just heard on air, I think that
you
play Kathy's candy song.
I think so. That we can do that.
I'll play it next week for sure.
Awesome. So I just had more, I was more relaxed this time. I had more fun this time. I think I've becoming more confident. And then there is one song on there that I blame Dan Kennedy for because he challenged me. He said, you should record all the tracks yourself for a song. So I did.
Now, where can we find you online?
You know, you asked me that last time, and I said, I don't know. But I have a website now called Kathy Couture Music at MailChimpSites.com. It's a little convoluted,
All right.
I haven't sprung for the domain name yet. I have my music on all the streaming services, YouTube, all that. And I have a special email, KathyCoutureMusic@gmail.com.
Let's do the next song. We'll have you tell us about the song after you play it. The song is called "Amazing." Kathy Couture live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
All right, thank you.
One, two, three.
There's so much to bring you down to make you feel sad. Why is it so easy to believe all that bad? If someone talked to you the way you talk to yourself, you'd punch him in the throat, you'd kick below the belt. In case no one has told you, you are amazing. Look at all the things you do, you are amazing. Think of all that you've been through, you are amazing. Gotta accept that it's true, you are amazing. You get up in the morning, put your feet on the ground, throw on some clothes and get around. You do the things you have to, might even have some fun. But at the end of the day, there's more to be done. In case no one has told you, you are amazing. Look at all the things you do, you are amazing. Think of all that you've been through, you are amazing. Gotta accept that it's true, you are amazing.
A-M-A-Z-I-N-G.
Spell it with us now.
A-M-A-Z-I-N-G. We are amazing, oh, you and me. You lift yourself up from the things that bring you down, wearing a smile more than a frown. You say it's not a big deal, just working to survive, but you're being humble about staying alive. In case no one has told you, you are amazing. Look at all the things you do, you are amazing. Think of all that you've been through, you are amazing. Gotta accept that it's true, you are amazing.
Amazing. You're awesome, Kathy.
Thank you, Jimmy,
so much for coming in. Beth Keeley, great to see you again. Same to you, Jenna Jonas. Once again, get the new album. What's the website, Kathy?
Kathy Couture Music at MailChimp's. No. Dot MailChimpSites.com.
That's yes. It. Thank you so much. Hey, we got a double dip of Subatomic. J.H. Nichols is going to be in next hour for Live in the Lair. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.